Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Thursday, August 24th, 2017. I have been, let's call it, Monster Hunter curious for quite a while. I have several friends that have gotten really deep into the Monster Hunter universe of games and always get excited when they come out, always get really invested in their characters and in hunting down monsters. And I've always thought it looked really cool, like something I could get into. But the few times I played it, it didn't really catch with me. I think, honestly, having them released on 3DS made it seem less exciting for me because they didn't really look and feel like big, beautiful modern games. They were limited by the system that they were created for. Now, I'm very excited for the upcoming Monster Hunter World and have seen a lot of cool stuff in anticipation of that game coming out next year. But in the meantime, several PAXes ago, I got a chance to see Dauntless, which is basically a Western studio doing Monster Hunter and doing it on modern systems, on modern PCs with beautiful graphics and a really interesting graphics style. It's kind of this very vibrant, colorful, almost comic book, almost superhero look to the character designs. And I got a chance to play the very early access alpha of Dauntless. This is not a review because the game is far from done, and you really feel that when you're playing Dauntless. But in my short time with it so far, I'm pretty impressed, and I think that the game has a big, bright future. It's not there yet. Very little of the final content is in the game at this point. There's a lot of rough edges. There's a lot of just pure UI stuff that isn't quite there yet. Nothing is super easy to accomplish. It's not easy to pair up with your friends and jump into a thing. There's more steps required for that than are really necessary. But all that'll get worked out as the game moves through early alpha into open alpha and then into open beta. And the game already looks great. The big standout for me are the monsters. Now, in the Dauntless universe, which is a universe of floating islands and sky worlds, the monsters are called behemoths, and you're hunting the behemoths, you're collecting rare items from them, and you're crafting bigger and better weapons and armor in order to take down bigger and better behemoths. But the behemoths themselves are really incredibly designed, beautiful, even at this early stage. And there's really only a few of them in the game at this point, but they're so fun to take down and so fun to learn and watch their movement patterns. You are never quite sure how many hit points are left or how many hits it's going to take to kill it. So that's takes a little getting used to for somebody that's used to seeing, hit points and life bars above things. But they are so vibrant and cool, and their animations are so telling, and you're learning when they're going to attack and what they're going to do, and they transform into different states, and they move to different areas of the island, and you're hunting them, and you're using all the different weapons that you have at your disposal. Right now in the game, there are four different weapon types that you can have equipped at any given time. They're range between short, quick, fast weapons, like the chain blades, to big, heavy hammer that actually is a gun as well. I mean, it's very Monster Hunter. It is very much a cover of Monster Hunter, a Western cover of Monster Hunter, but that doing it in a very, very authentic, excellent way that clearly reverent to the genre. And it's very much a combo-based attack system. You learn different combos. You're wailing away on the behemoths, taking them down in groups. I played cooperatively with a buddy and also in a group of some randoms. And, it's a lot of fun. You're transported to a segment of the island. You have to track the behemoth, and then once you find it, you start attacking it. It drops cool loot boxes, what they call cores. You go back to the base, and you unlock those cores. giving you access to crafting components. Then you upgrade or change your weapons, buy new stuff, get new armor, rinse, wash, repeat. And that gameplay loop is a ton of fun, especially in such a vibrant, interesting-looking world as Dauntless has. So, again, very early days for this game. All the content is not nearly there, and there's a lot to be done to make it feel polished. But I'm excited. This may be the thing that brings me into the Monster Hunter genre before Monster Hunter World does. Another game I've been playing that I definitely want to put on your radar, if it's not there already, is Metronomicon Slay the Dance Floor. This is the expansion to the Metronomicon, which was released back in September of last year. I never played it back then, but I'm glad I'm playing it now. This expansion is not quite out yet. I'm playing an early release version, and it adds a bunch of new stuff, but it's all new to me because I didn't even really know about this game until now, and I'm so glad I got a chance to play it. I'm a fan of rhythm games, and this game is funky and fun and unique and addictive and has such a wonderful, just bright, whimsical sensibility. It's really right up my alley. The idea behind the Metronomicon is that you and your four classmates are graduating from Rhythm Wizarding College or something like that, and you're going out to fight monsters. And the way you fight monsters is by casting spells. But the way you cast spells is by dancing, baby, the way that every magician should do. You're dancing to the music. And basically, you're playing a Rock Band or Guitar Hero style game. But you have a party of four adventurers who each is equipped with their own items and their own spells. And you can switch between them at any time during the song to select their particular attack, defense, or healing spells. And when you do that, basically each of them has their own track, the highway that you may recall from Guitar Hero or Rock Band, with notes coming down it. And you've got to hit those notes correctly on your D-pad or on your guitar controller, because this game does support Rock Band guitar controllers. And by doing enough correct notes in a row, enough correct Simon Says key presses in a row will trigger the spell effect attacking the monster that you are currently facing, or casting the healing spell on your party, etc. So it's kind of a race between them attacking you and you attacking them, and being able to accurately connect all the right moves, accurately input the Simon Says of all these kinds of rhythm games, but also selecting which spells to go at the right time. Different enemies have different elemental weaknesses and strengths, so if you're casting a fire spell against a fire elemental, it's not going to do as much damage as if casting a water spell. So you got to kind of be aware of all that stuff, all the while inputting the correct notes on your highway. The good news is missing notes doesn't really affect you. You're not going to fail a song like you might in Guitar Hero or Rock Band. It just resets the spell back to the beginning and lowers the amount of points that you get for completing the song. And this game, like a lot of these rhythm games, is also a point-chasing leaderboard-type game. But the layers of role-playing game on top of it are so fun. The characters are silly, and seeing them dance to the rhythm. They're this kind of papercraft, cutout-looking design of these characters I find very appealing. And the role-playing layer is a pretty cool addition. It reminds me of something like Puzzle Quest, which took a very well-worn style of game, the Match 3, and added role-playing game layer on top and made it feel much more fresh and interesting. And I love that. And they're doing the kind of the same thing here, with taking a very known quantity of the rhythm guitar game and adding this role-playing layer, which adds a whole bunch of strategy and interesting interactions and decision-making and dynamics. I really dig this game. I'd never played the first one, but this expansion adds a bunch of stuff like local multiplayer across all modes, a brand new game mode, a new character, and all kinds of other cool stuff. And I actually dig the soundtrack. I mean, it doesn't have a bunch of licensed music that you might recognize from, you know, top 40 radio, but it's got really great songs. It's got a lot of dance-heavy chiptunes type stuff. But really, I've been very pleasantly surprised by how many excellent songs there are. And that really is what makes or breaks these type of games, is how much fun you have listening to the music and trying to play along with it in a rhythmic way. So the Metronomicon, Slay the Dance Floor, definitely worth a look, coming out on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Steam in September.